There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
Do you want to boost the economy like Taylor Swift? Do you want to run a business empire like Rihanna?
Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper.
Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it. You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Crocs, clogs, and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit Crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. My, oh, my.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that culture? Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong. Las Culturistas calling.
It's a very dropped-in episode of Las Cults, if I might say so myself.
It's a pining episode. Because we're in the pines.
We are. This is the sequel to An Honest Conversation, our episode from 2 years ago.
Where we debuted Charizard era.
Wow.
That was the debut.
Would you say that we were in our Charizard era this week?
I would say we were in our Typhlosion era.
What's that? Explain to all the readers, Katie's publicists, and finalists, and me.
So Cyndaquil is the sort of fire starter Pokemon in Generation 2.
These are one of the new girls that I don't know about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, she's been around, Cyndaquil. Generation 2 was, you know, a while back, 20 plus years.
But you know, anyway, I'm a purist.
I know you're a purist. Cyndaquil, Quilava, Typhlosion. By the way, my voice is
so sexual.
Putrid. No.
Putrid?
It's putrid. Well, I guess one man's putrid is another man's sexual. And that's actually a rule of culture.
Which one is that?
Rule of culture number 72.
One man's putrid is another man's sexual.
Sexual.
Right? Is that what you said?
Yes, it is.
Speaking of putrid, it's day 5 or 6 of the Fire Island Pines trip,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right.
Which is really when you become aware of sharing a toilet with a bunch of people.
I've shared a toilet with Matt Rogers for an extended period of time, and I've never felt more connected to you.
You know, I really try to keep it cute for you in there.
So do I. I really, really, I'm like, let me wipe a little. Not, I'm not saying—
Wipe the bowl?
Well, I'm wiping I'm sorry, readers, Katie's publicist, finalist. I'm wiping—
We have some sensitive girls that listen to this.
If the seat is up and I see a little bit of, you know, stuff on the rim—
TW, poop.
It's not even poop necessarily. I'm saying if the seat is up and I see, like, TW, piss— I'm seeing piss on the porcelain.
I hate that.
I take a little wad of TP, I wipe it, and I go, I want my sister to have a nice experience in here.
Right. Well, you know that I'm not good for the environment and the water system because I always flush pee.
That's not good.
No, I know. I always flush pee and I still use flushable wipes. Bowen looks so disappointed. He's like,
I'm not.
And although enjoyment,
I'm sad again. Don't tell my boyfriend. It's not what he's made for. What was I made for? That's, of course, Queenzy Lock, the voice, the TikTok sensation that has really swept the world.
I'm having an incredible time
belting.
Belting and all the new music this week. We got Queenie Locke. We have Selena Gomez.
I'll be single soon.
Single soon is really good.
I have to say, I'm popping, popping, locking, dropping, Queenie locking. You know, I went on the Selena Gomez Spotify and almost bought a Selena Gomez t-shirt.
Now talk about this, because I was with you right when you were about to add to cart, and then we had to like go and get up and get breakfast or something, and you're like, I'll do it later. And I was like, yes, please. And then for some reason, you bailed.
Here's what happened. I really wanted to buy, for the very first time in my life, Selena Gomez merch. I don't know what happened. I just said, I need the t-shirt. I just wanted it. So I got on to the Spotify, and you can, they link to the artist merch store.
Only some of the merch, not all of the merch. So it's best practices to just go to the artist's webpage directly, but keep going.
Go right to the source. That's what's best practices. But I wasn't doing best practices yesterday when I went to go buy the Selena Gomez shirt. And then here's what happened. Usually I have my debit card memorized so I can just put it in. Mm. But I had some debit card fraud. Did I tell you about this?
The person kept buying gift cards, which is such a clever way to really circumvent.
$210 like Nike gift cards. And I was like, oh God. And now I have to call and cancel the card and do the whole thing, which I heard is only a 20-second conversation with Chase. I heard they're great about this.
Thank you, Chase.
Thank you, Chase.
Can we just say, enough about, oh, hating on banks. They do a great service.
Banks are incredible. They do a great service. It's actually Rule of Culture number 6.
Banks are incredible. They do a great service.
Who else is going to hold your money?
Girl, and you know it's going to be there. You know when there's a crash, they will have the money. Because yesterday, there was a crash. One of the members of my church, her daughter had a crash. When?
Last night.
She was ejected from the sunroof. She fell down into a neighborhood.
Did she live?
No. Wear your seatbelt. I'm excited to be here.
We're quoting Mary M. Cosby, who's re-entered the world stage, as it were.
First of all, I missed you deeply last week, as we all did.
I can't believe I wasn't here for like the best episode of Lost Culture. Honey, I did feel some type of way about it.
It had nothing to do with you not being there. Let me guarantee you that.
I just like wanted to connect with Sarah. And I said to her, I was like, you have to come back.
She's coming back, no question.
I actually think she might be the quickest return guest ever of all time. She's coming back, I think, really soon.
Okay.
Next week.
She has a movie out, but she can't promote it. Which we can promote this.
No, we can't.
We can't.
We can't because it's our friend. Did you hear what you just said? We can promote this. We can't promote at all.
I'm sorry.
A struck company, Bowen.
It's the kind of the worst struck company of them all.
What movie is Sarah in? This is not a promotion. This is not a promotion. Asking for information.
It is. You're so not invited to my bar mitzvah. My bat mitzvah.
Who is in that?
Sandler and his girls.
Holy shit.
And Sarah is playing the person who tutors them. Their, you know, Torah passages or whatever. I haven't seen the movie yet, but oh my goodness, the reviews are luminous. Everyone's saying that Sarah is the highlight. We can't keep talking about
this. We can't keep promoting it. Well, this isn't promotion, it's just facts.
It's just facts.
Well, the strike is entering its 45th year.
And, you know, we're barely hanging on in a way.
I'm starting to get really...
Anxious.
Starting to chatter. My teeth are chattering. Look at me as I... By the way, we're in sort of a...
Dark room
together. And Bowen and I have been sharing a bed, a toilet, and a memory.
I've been really proud of the way that we have cohabitated.
We've been incredible roommates.
Great roommates. We've shared a bed in a very peaceful, considerate way. I've been playing White Noise.
Can you play a little bit of your White Noise for the readers?
It's not even White Noise. It's
It feels like...
It's like very fluid soundscapes on an app called Endel, E-N-D-E-L, and they have a sleep soundscape.
Just listen to this, you guys.
And it's just...
Every night he plays this.
Hold on, not yet. This isn't it.
Sounds like Taylor Swift is about to hit the stage. Imagine this.
I'm already relaxed.
It feels like you're at Asanda Aveda.
I'm where?
Sounds like, can we play it the whole time?
Sure.
We might
be droopy-eyed, mama.
Let's play it the whole time during the pod.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the episode of the podcast where we really drop in, and this is also going to be a sleep podcast.
Yes. Okay, so that'll be playing.
Oh, this is so good.
I know, it's nice. We've been really good roommates, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Is Doug going to get mad at us for this?
Okay, should we turn it off?
Turn it off.
All right.
As good as in theory it would have been, I don't want...
To give engineer Doug a headache. He doesn't deserve it.
No. I do want to say a couple things about the culture that I was experiencing while I was on my short sabbatical.
Yes.
I went to go see Kelly Clarkson. Do you want to explain to everyone what happened?
Yeah, there's a degree of shame or disappointment here for me personally. Matt had for months planned a big trip with a lot of friends to go see Kelly Clarkson in Las Vegas. We had even mentioned it on the podcast that I was going to go. I was so excited. We told her to her face that we were going to go see her in Vegas.
Yeah.
You lied. I lied to Kelly.
You lied to her several times.
Several times. Somebody lied to her, and that was me. As you all know, was truly, truly, truly devastated by a bacterial infection.
Yeah.
I've never felt sicker in my life.
I mean, it sort of reminded me of last year at the Pines when I got, and I'm just going to come out and say this, whole fever.
It's an illness.
I have been shy about saying exactly what happened on this whole podcast, fever. But I got whole fever.
He got whole fever, which is a fever you get from consuming whole, in a way.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say that? Is that too much information?
I think that basically what I'm saying is it has been that in the past I have performed
acts.
A rim job on some hot guys.
Oh, really hot guys. Ramona
and
voice.
You get sometimes, very rarely, you get sick from it. And this happened to me last year. And honestly, what you were describing like seemed to me like whole fever.
I have not gotten anywhere near a hole in so long. And can we just say it's a miracle that we don't get hole fever more as a community? We're down there and we come out unscathed.
Again and again and again. That's it's like a blowfish.
That's God wants us down there.
Yeah.
Because he would make us sick every damn time and it doesn't happen.
It wouldn't feel so good if God didn't want it to be.
Period.
And that's actually real culture number 91.
It wouldn't feel so good if God didn't want us to be. Don't want to be.
But anyway, I did go to see Kelly Clarkson.
So yes, I was so sad to miss it. Tell us everything.
You guys, this Kelly Clarkson Vegas show was, well, first of all, I went to the last one on purpose because I knew that that would be a special one.
And yes.
Any Kelly Clarkson stan knows that this was the 2E's set list. We had Happier Than Ever, her cover of Billie Eilish, which she discussed on this podcast. We had Sober.
Wow.
Which is one of the great Kelly Clarkson lost singles.
Talk about what makes you, why do you think she did it at this show?
Because she knew that it was a special night.
Yeah.
She knew that it was the last night of the tour and that she had been, fans had been clamoring to hear this one for a very long time, me included.
I know.
She also did the song Didn't I? She did.
Didn't I so good? Did she go, didn't I?
Yep, she did.
Didn't I? Love that. Kind of a glitch in the Matrix.
I mean, just, she sang a moment like this.
Come on.
A song she does not like to sing, but I think she said, you know what? I'm giving it to these Vegas people.
These fucking baggy people.
Mm.
You included.
Oh, yeah. I've never been baggy.
You were baggy.
I have to say, I'm on like, this is August 29th. Pretty much this entire month I've been on vacation because I haven't had the time. So I've just smushed it all into August. I want you to know, I'm ready to have work. A vacation from vacation.
Does that mean work?
I guess. I am going to have to get to work soon.
Yeah.
And
I don't want you to think about that too much right now, though. You're on vacation.
I'm on vacation right now. But hey, readers, if you hear me, you never be on vacation, but you can't stop thinking about work. And then you think, what's wrong with me?
No, nothing's wrong.
Why can't I just enjoy?
Nothing's wrong. It's the world, sweetie. It's the world. And I hate how it works out that way. If it's not work, it's kids. If it's not kids,
oh,
then
if it's not kids, then
it's the marriage.
Then if it's not the marriage, it's the environment.
Honey.
Talk about how little the beach is.
The beach is disappearing.
The beach is disappearing in the Pines. It's not really a good sight.
And there was a shark sighting when we were there.
Oh, this was good. So yesterday we were on the beach sort of trying to enjoy the sun, the surf, the sand. There was one of the craziest gay guys in America.
One of the craziest and most hung gay guys
in
America.
He had a huge penis.
Was flopping around with his genitalia, running around screaming to everyone, there are sharks in the water, there are sharks in the water.
Yeah, imagine just like a crazy guy that he sort of had like dyed blonde hair running around. He had such a big penis. And was it uncut?
I was being polite and not looking because he came up to me and Patrick within inches of our face.
I know, and I heard what he said to you. He said, you better be careful. There's sharks in the water.
And I chose to believe him.
Mm-hmm.
So then we were all, as the kids say, sat.
Yeah, we seated, were sad for him.
But we were studying the water and the waves. And a half hour goes by and we're like, I don't think there's a shark
we
in the
thought
water.
Maybe he was just a crazy guy who was screaming shark. And,
people were gathering. Like, yeah. there was a group of gays like gathering around him as he was pointing yes. and screaming.
And then some people were like, I think I see it. And he kept like describing how big it was.
Yeah, he said, I saw the whole body.
The whole body.
And he like did his whole wingspan, kind of stretched his arms out wide.
Yeah.
And we were like, there's no way.
So then he runs down the beach, I guess, to alert Cherry Grove.
He went all the way to Cherry Grove?
He went for really far down the beach and nude. And the dick was swinging in the air. And so all the gays, us included, we're sat. A bunch of them are standing. We're sort of looking out at the ocean like, I don't think we see a thing. And it was very much a situation of, you've heard of the boy who cried wolf, but you haven't heard of the fact who cried shark. The title of ep for this is The Fact Who Cried Shark, this episode.
And we dedicate this to that legend because guess what happened?
We saw it with our own eyes.
We saw the fin pop out
mm-hmm.
and the scream we scrome. Whew.
I said, and I turned to some gays that were seated probably about 15 yards away. I said, did you see that? Before I even could finish the sentence, they said, oh, we saw it. Oh, we saw it. And this shark was in shallow waters.
It was in shallow waters. It was, I guess, technically a sand shark, like not Jaws size,
mm-hmm.
but big. Big enough to like bite your ankle off.
I think it could take your ankle.
It could take your ankle.
It would be an uncomfortable rest of the trip if you had an encounter with this baby shark.
I think.
Which is a bop, by the way.
Thank you for saying that. It's time that it crossed over.
When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place. Whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long, Matt.
And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. Now, we all know we love to vacation together. We have various happy places. We love to go to Orlando, Florida. We love to go to Las Vegas, Nevada. We love to go to a beach anywhere. We love to go to Europe. But when we have truly traveled the world globally and domestically.
My happy place is with my sister in any of those locations he just listed. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group.
When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals, and you can even choose your own crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save.
For me, I'm choosing Matt Rogers. I'm choosing producer Becca.
Yes!
Maybe Hans.
We're all going together, the Lost Cult family. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy place with Priceline.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Well, should we say what we saw on TikTok?
Tell.
Can I ask you a question? You are a TikTok girly?
Not really. I look at it like once a month, truly.
Okay.
But you are becoming more of a TikTok girly because this morning we woke up and all we did was just swipe through Z-Way's TikToks.
I love to watch Z-Way on TikTok.
Z-Way on TikTok, she gets it.
I mean, I'm coming out as like a Z-Way stan for sure.
We've been stans.
I mean, it's not even like I have to come out, but I'm just saying. Okay. I'm going to type into TikTok right now something a little bit special, which is Nicki Minaj Baby Shark. All right. You're not going to believe the capability of AI. And I know we're fighting them in the Great War right now. So this is...
Yo. Young Money. Yo. I'm going to eat these kids. I'm going to treat them like Trump and teach these kids. Had to be a boss bitch. I'm going to teach these kids. I'm going to buy a Gucci belt just to beat these kids. These girls are my sons and maybe you my son too. Your man saw my pics. Now we want a new boo. Nicki on a Baby Shark track. Who knew? I'm trying to find myself a daddy shark. Do 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 do. Oh, need a when you hear me spit, you will never hear a rap flaw. I got my nails done. Now I got a sharp claw. Daddy ate the cookie all night. Now we got a sharp jaw. I tell bitches to pull up. They never send me the Addy. Nicki got buns and your man give me the patty. I'm professor to these girls. I teach them how to be a daddy. Who needs a baby shark when you got a baby daddy?
I mean, how does it do that? Can you explain AI to me?
I can't. I can't possibly. I'm not smart enough. There are articles that can do a much better job than me.
One thing Bowen has been saying to me lately is like, look it up.
And you've said the same to me.
No, I always try to explain it. Even if I don't know what I'm talking about, I always at least give you something dangerous. To think about.
That's the reason why we're in this mess.
What's this mess?
This mess is people who don't know what they say trying to explain things.
People who don't know what they say trying to explain things is why we're in this mess.
That's true.
Oh my God.
Now,
what do you got pulled up?
What I have pulled up, for some reason, Baby Shark reminded me of, well, you playing that beat, that like sort of remixed AI thing. By now, it will have been announced that we have our London date in September 22nd.
We're going on a Euro tour, a small Euro tour.
Small Euro tour.
This is exciting stuff.
September 22nd, we'll be in London, followed by September 24th, we'll be in Berlin. And then the next day, September 25th, we'll be in Amsterdam at Boom Chicago. We're so excited.
Should we call this our Lundy, Lundy, Lundy tour?
Yes.
Las Culturistas Lundy, Lundy, Lundy tour. Even though it's three different cities in Europe,
Lundy,
we're
going to
call it the Lundy, Lundy, Lundy tour.
I think that's a great idea. I think that could be very, very good. People will remember it.
They'll remember it.
We haven't been on tour in a while.
No, we haven't been on tour in years.
Hmm.
It's because, and the only reason why we're able to go is because we're on strike. So, and Bowen Yang has off from Saturday Night Live, or so we think.
Or so we think.
Unless the AMPTP comes out of nowhere, unless Carol Lombardini comes swinging her big old dick and she uses it for good, not evil. Carol Lombardini, use your big dick for good, not evil. Please.
Part of me feels sorry for the woman because who wants that fucking job? To like be like the rep for like all these fucking crazy people.
I Googled her and it wasn't what I expected.
I haven't seen her. Just her face, you mean?
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm not saying it either way. I'm just saying I Googled Carol Lombardini.
Actually, this is exactly what I pictured her to look like.
Can you tilt the camera towards me so I can see? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
This is a Carol and this is a Lombardini down.
Yeah.
She's both first and last name, like God created. I close my eyes and this is what I picture a woman named Carol Lombardini, who is the negotiator for every major studio in Hollywood.
She looks like Patti LuPone's sister that wasn't talented, so she became the negotiator for the AMPTP.
Say that one more time.
She looks like Patti LuPone's sister who wasn't talented,
oh my God. She
became the negotiator for the AMPTP.
The way you are so right about that, that's why I needed you to repeat.
Yeah.
That's, by the way, let's talk about Patti LuPone.
She tore up the Ice Palace the other night, everyone. I mean...
We got all the hits. We got Meadowlark. We got Everything's Coming Up Roses. We got Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Some people. Don't Cry For Me, Argentina was such a moment.
I mean, all these fags knew to hum with her by the end, and I could have cried.
When she goes, have I said too much? There is nothing more I can think of to say to you.
Oh, you're giving Patty. You're giving Patty.
All you need to do is look at me to know everyone is true.
And she goes, this one's just because.
Just because.
She did songs from a hat. She pulled out little numbers. of course, did that. Cola Scola summed it up perfectly. She did that thing where she pulls out the number, looks at it.
Yeah.
I was in the show on Broadway.
Enough said. And then just launched into it. I would say, and I'm saying this, this is not a pejorative.
No.
And I swear to God, this is not a pejorative. But we discussed it last night. Flat, maybe 15 to 20% of the time.
But guess what? I thought this during the show. I thought, oh yes, I remember now. Perfect is boring.
Perfect is so boring.
You want the little imperfections. You really do. I'm not just saying this.
100%.
Perfect is overrated.
Also, it's got to be hard to like hear yourself in there. And the fact that she was so fucking good.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. She, you know what she does so well?
What? Perform?
Perform one. And I can't be the first person to say it, to point this out, but she's so good at like holding the space and the silence and like, you know, when the person is not singing in the song. She's so good at being present and grounded that she's like comfortable, so at ease, just staring out into the audience.
Yep.
While like there's an instrumental solo or something.
Yep. It's hard to remain connected and not look like corny.
She did that on Colbert when she sang Ladies Who Lunge. And she, like, I think she must have asked Stephen to sit across from her at the table.
Mm-hmm.
And during like the instrumental parts, the two of them are just staring at each other. And it's so intense and beautiful. And I'm like, that's fucking Patty.
Yeah. She was unbelievable. It is that. Like when someone is doing musical theater and they have to stand and sort of like just look at the audience, that can be a very tough moment for the audience. That is a challenge. But she was just in it. She was, I said, this woman doesn't even need an equity card.
And it's their loss, really.
Equity's loss. Hey, actors, equity. You lost this one.
You just walked down on the best mind pussy you ever had. I'm just quoting Sarah Sherman.
And now we're attacking a union.
We're Carol Lombardini.
Call me Carol. Because I think the actor's equity is a loser here.
Stop it.
I think you're all losers for what you did to Patty.
Now, you've seen all the divas this summer. You saw Patty,
oh my God,
Beyonce,
yeah.
Taylor, Kelly. Who else?
I saw earlier in the year, Mariah. I saw Adele. I did see Mariah at World Pride. I saw Kylie Minogue at World Pride. I can't believe that was this year.
You saw Mariah at LA Pride. I'm sorry.
What else? I saw Chapel Roan.
Chapel.
Upstart.
Oh my God.
I've seen, oh my God. I mean, just numerous, countless. And I'll be seeing Adele again in November. Yeah. I want you all to know that it won't be like this every year. I'm having my year of big concerts.
Why do you say this?
Because I feel
what if it was like this every year? Then what?
Well, because I don't think we're going to have a every year where all the girls are out on the road at all times. You know what I was thinking next year is like, who's going to be on tour next year? Like nobody. They all went on tour this year.
Literally Taylor and Beyonce.
Oh, I guess you're right. They will be.
They are extending their tours.
Right. But like, who are the new girls that are going to go out on the road?
Nikki. We got Pink Friday 2
Nikki.
Coming. She wants to tour again. You can tell. She said as much.
You know who said they don't want to tour?
Who?
Miley.
That's right. Well, Miley has an interest. I relate to Miley in this way for once. By the way, I love Miley. It's just that like
relate to her?
I've never had a way in.
Interesting.
I've always loved the music, but I've never been like, oh, we have this in common, which is not what I want to look for in all my pop stars, obviously. But with Miley, she said something so true.
What did she say that was so true?
Well, she said, if you are out on stage, if you're like really flexing your ego on that kind of schedule, you need to balance that with the same amount of rest.
Yeah.
She's like, you need to like actually like close, shut out the world for as like the equal amount of time and intensity.
Mm.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm getting serious on the pod.
You're getting so serious.
Anyway.
It's supposed to be fun, you know?
But I think the best entertainment I've seen this summer...
I have a Fire Island cough.
That's okay. Hopefully not a whole fever cough.
No.
The best entertainment I've seen this summer, and it's recency bias, but I'm ready to say it. We saw a doubleheader last night.
A doubleheader.
Head of lettuce at Cherry's on the Bay. Then promptly at 11 p.m., Busted Queen at the Ice Palace. Those were two of the best shows I've seen all year. I'm not joking. Their command of the audience is unmatched.
Totally.
I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
The funniest girls out here. Site-specific queens. They can work in any venue, but they work the best on Fire Island.
Hedda Lettuce and Busted. That's my Drag Race top two. And I would want to see it.
I want to see it. But I mean, these two are so important. We just ran into some gays this morning who were like, oh, we wanted it. We were supposed to see her, but our house, you know, we tried to convince our house, but they were like, they didn't want to. They didn't get it. Whatever you do, if you are on Fire Island next year or into the fall, if the queens are still here and they are performing.
Till October, Busted said.
Busted's here till October, till pumpkin spice season, she said. And you owe it to yourself. I mean, you really do. I cannot be more emphatic.
No, he cannot be more emphatic. He is standing up.
I'm standing. I was in tears. Have you ever seen me happier?
No, you were having a wonderful night.
I was
night.
So happy last night.
When's the happiest I've ever seen you, Bowen Yang? Oh, I know.
When
you got the call about Saturday Night Live.
You weren't there with me, girl.
Yeah, when you got, I was there when you got the call and you were beaming.
No, I wasn't.
You said, this is my dream coming true.
This is a lie. This was not.
You looked at me and you said, I can't believe my dream came true.
This didn't happen.
Yes, it did.
You smiled. No.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm telling you, one of the happiest moments I've ever had that you were there for
was last night.
Last night was up there, but I think we did. I think we did a similar doubleheader like 3 years ago.
Uh huh.
That was when like it was raining outside, so like Busted didn't feel comfortable ending the show, and so she like kept us there in the Ice Palace. God bless her in her shelter for like 3.5 hours. She just performed, and she must have done the Zatarain's jingle. If you tip her the right price, she will do the Zatarain's jingle.
The right price is $20, by the way.
Sometimes it's more. Sometimes she's not in the mood. That was the first time where she played it no less than 35 times in one night. And I cried with joy.
Yeah.
And you were there for that. And that is one of my happiest moments ever in my life.
Yes. Can I ask you a question about the Fire Island movie? Can we get a little critical about
it?
And we're not promoting it. We're actually being very critical
about
it.
We're being critical.
I feel like the people that made that movie, they didn't tackle.
Who are those people?
I believe the director was Andrew Ahn.
Uh-huh.
Searchlight. The writer and star was Joel Kim Booster.
Yes.
Bowen Yang was in the movie.
Torian Miller was in the movie.
Torian.
Tomas
Who
Matos.
I blame most for this.
Yes, yes. That's Torian's fault.
They didn't talk about planters punch culture enough.
I think it's one of those things that it would take another 20 minutes for a character to explain what it was.
So, do you know what's in the planter's punch?
I can't claim to.
We should ask today when we go to tea.
All I know is that these girls behind the bar are fitting three different little fucking nozzle things.
Yeah.
In their hand.
Yeah.
They're juggling back there.
Yeah.
It's Cirque du Soleil.
It's got to be rum, vodka, and something.
Rum, vodka, and
tequila. No, but like it
grenadine.
Is so, yeah, grenadine for sure. Maybe a little OJ in there.
It's a soup. And then what did me in last night was that the whole table got rocket fuels.
Oh yeah, I kept ordering everyone rocket fuels, which is, by the way, a pina colada with a Bacardi 151 floater.
Devastating.
Yeah, I mean,
I was devo.
You shouldn't have three, and so I did have three. Sudi pointed out the other day, I have a kind of a famous line. Do you want to know what it is?
I think I'll
when
know.
I like a cocktail and I sip it, I said, oh my God, I love that. I'm going to have three of those.
I've heard you say that many times.
Mm-hmm.
Many times. When are we getting your famous bloodies?
Oh, I guess I forgot to make them, huh?
That's okay. You're
well, I have to say something. So it's something that's been passed on in generations in my family is like our ability to make bloodies. And then I feel like, and this is not something that I brought up on the episode where we had Patrick Rogers on a couple weeks ago, but he sipped it, one of my bloodies, and he looked at me and said, bright.
Now, do you think he meant that in a pejorative way?
I think he was saying there was too much brine in there, maybe too much pickle juice, too much lime juice, maybe, et cetera.
I don't mind a bright bloody.
I want mine to be a little bit bright.
Yeah, definitely.
But I've been scared to make it for everyone, nor do I think everyone deserves it if I'm just going to be criticized.
Matt, you cannot let one person's opinion get in the way
of
your talent.
Because otherwise, if I let one person's opinion get in the way of my talent, I would wake up every day paralyzed, suffering. Hey, look at me right now, and I want you to hear this. There's people out there that just don't like you, and they never will. And you can't stop for them. Neither can I. There are people out there, Bowen, they just don't
like us.
They don't get us.
I think they might be right, though. What if they're right? That's what I asked myself. What if these people are right?
No, see, you're letting them get to you.
What if your you bloody, what if your bloody is too bright?
I think there's a possibility it was.
No. I've never had a bad bloody of yours. You cannot believe these men.
All right, fine. Do you want me to confront you right now then?
Please.
When you book a house that's really far away from the pantry, it makes it impossible for me to make my bloodies.
I'm not in control of this, Matt. How are you serious?
When you book a house, when you book a house that's really far away from the pantry,
I'm gonna cry.
I refuse to carry groceries that far.
Matt, you can't. They deliver, you fool.
No, they don't.
Yes,
do they deliver?
You pay $5, they'll deliver it.
Seriously? Oh, I'm getting on the website right after.
It's as if you weren't even in the damn movie.
Well, they didn't go into the Pines the Pantry enough in that movie. This is just me being critical of the movie. I'm not promoting the movie. I didn't think there was enough in the pantry. No. And there wasn't enough planter's punch culture, and there wasn't enough
busted culture.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have loved to see
some busted,
some real working girl queens, because they got the one from Drag Race, Peppermint.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, this feels like a money grab. You know, this feels like they wanted to get a big star. And I would have loved to see more authenticity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's my biggest criticism.
Well, there's always the sequel.
Do you think that that will happen? What do you think is that? Hey, this is just me not promoting the movie, just me as a journalist. What do you think the odds are that we'll get a sequel to Fire Island?
I can't talk about that at this time. I am on strike.
Oh, okay.
Now, what? There's a lot in the culture.
I fucking love this picture.
Oh, yeah. We are in a house where there's a lot of lovely, tasteful Tom of Finland and Stevie Nicks mixed with some Stevie Nicks prints.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good art in this house.
Yeah, it's lovely.
The gays, like, really, 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 really did a great job. If we're going to see erotic art, I would say I love butt-centric and not penis-centric. That's personally how I feel. I love, like, an artful ass. Like this guy right here. I aspire to be like him.
I think you were very close.
You think so?
You got the mustache.
I might be back in my mustache bag.
Uh-huh.
You think I got that ass?
I think you have something close to that ass.
Really?
Yeah.
Stop looking at my butt on vacation, Bowen.
Oh, I'm caught in the act.
Bowen is always sort of trying to finger me.
No, hey. I think you've brought back fingering into the culture.
I love it. Can I say? I open invitation, anyone. Come get me.
No, Matt, you don't mean that.
You know, Bowen Yang, one thing that you don't know about Bowen Yang, everyone, is he is...
I'm in my prude era.
You're not in your prude era. You're in your eye mask era.
Honey, game changer.
Have you ever worn the Meredith Marks eye shield?
I have. And then I got a little... This is not a knock on Meredith or the manufacturing. I'm just like, I'm used to what I'm used to.
Right.
And these...
Industrial grade.
No, it's not. It's this eye mask has perfect cushioning on like my orbital bone. Mm-hmm. And there's a nice sort of concave thing for your eyeball so that they're not pressed down.
They're really taking over. Like I was just on vacation with my sister and she wears them. And then she had an extra pair. So I...
You can't trust the way the sunlight comes in on some of these rooms.
You're really right.
And so I need to really eliminate variables here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Please don't criticize and expose me this way.
No, it wasn't a criticism. I just want the readers to get to know you as well as I do.
I'm an open book.
Imagine this. I get to share a bed with Bowen Yang and I will write a tell-all. Booty sounds in the night.
Come on.
He just rolled his eyes and said, come on. He said, don't tell him about my booty sounds.
My booty sounds. I'm going to have to release an album of booty sounds. Oh my God, an album called Booty Sounds.
That's really good. Double entendre.
I can't believe I get to share a bed with the Matt Rogers. Sort of the big heartthrob.
Kahuna
of gay America.
You think I'm the big heartthrob of gay America? That feels like too much to take on.
I think you are. I think you're wearing that mantle.
Oh my God. I know what's going to happen now. I'm going to get into drugs.
No.
Oh no. I can see it now. My head's going to get big. I'm going to get a little bit of success and I'm going to get into drugs. Oh no. First weed, then cocaine. Before you know it, I'll be on the beach with naked hung fags.
Screaming about sharks.
One thing I'll say, and I do want you to direct this. I would like to
It's a short film.
A short film for myself where I just run. Like, I'm like a little bit of a queen on the beach running with my dick flying in the wind, screaming shark, 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 shark. And you think the whole thing is like sort of like a comedy about like this flop on the beach. Mm-hmm. I want it to be called the Jester Flop.
Yeah.
And then at the end, there is a vicious shark attack. And literally,
and then who's the Jester Flop?
And it's the movie ends and it just like sort of pans out from me on the beach. I just start screaming, I told you, I told you. I told you! I said I told you! Oh my God!
And then the credits roll as you still scream.
Yeah, and all you hear as the credits are rolling, and there's no music, it's just the sounds of me whimpering, sobbing. I told you.
Now what's going on in the back? Is it just a tight shot on you? We're not seeing like the victims of the attack?
No, I think we see it in graphic detail. What I would like you to think about as the director of this movie, and I do think it's going to win awards because I think it's actually important. I think it's about how sometimes like...
belief in truth is so affected by who it's coming from.
Right, exactly. And that is the classic Boy Who Cried Wolf. And really, this is an adaptation of the Boy Who Cried Wolf, just like Fire Island. And this is not promotional. This is just on face value.
It was an adaptation of Death
Pride
of a Salesman.
Yes. And we can talk about the ways it succeeded and failed. For example, I thought there should have been a lot more Planner's Punch. But I want this film to be an adaptation of The Boy Who Cried Wolf starring me. I just want it to be about...
belief.
Belief.
Faith.
And who we listen to. And you know what they say? Look to the hung.
Mr. Rogers said, in times of disaster, look for the hung.
Look for the hung.
Yeah.
For it is they who speak the truth. Only the hung. Only the hung.
Only the hung.
Only the hung.
Only the hung will inherit the earth.
Can run. Only the hung.
We're mixing a lot of culture here. I love it.
Can run down the beach.
This is the thing we do best on Lost Culture. It's just we take our threads of culture and we really braid them into gorgeous little pleats.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly. Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Well, spring is in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too?
With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest.
And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities for lower rates on loans, like for a car or a home.
You know what I love about the Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card?
What?
There are no annual fees, interest, or credit checks to apply.
Yes!
You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted, Take back your finances. Build credit using your own money.
Yeah. Did you know that with Chime Credit Builder that you can get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit?
I did. You can also overdraft up to $200 without fees with SpotMe when you set up a qualifying direct deposit. Just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for SpotMe, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance.
With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at Chime.com/culturistas. That's Chime.com/culturistas. Chime. Feels like progress.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.
Do you want to talk about how you have become a great fan of the show, The Morning Show? And I would like to know what you think of the trailer for season 3. Have you gotten through the second season?
I'm midway through the second season.
Tell them what you told me about the first season of The Morning Show.
I was in my pure illness delirium, feeling like there was no hope left in the world.
Which is the perfect place to be in to receive
the show. Truly. And for me to press play on The Morning Show and be like, all right, let me give this show a try.
Mm-hmm.
To be taken back to like 2018, maybe. I guess that's like the time in which this is a period piece and this is the year it takes place.
It was the year of Me Too.
It was the year of Me Too. And the way it hooked me, I have not experienced since Damon Lindelof's Watchmen.
Oh my God.
I was like, I'm in. I don't know what it was, but I think I have a feeling that the moment that it hooked me was the buildup to Reese Witherspoon as Bradley Jackson,
mm-hmm.
talking in her drawl and with her red hair, very like as Southern women have, walking up to Jennifer Aniston, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
What's her last name?
Levy.
Levy. Walking up to Jennifer Aniston, the moment when they first meet, so loaded. Mm-hmm. So well performed. Mm-hmm. I don't know, the writing, you know, who knows?
Touch and go, but in the most beautiful way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get. And it's, I prefer that to And In Just Like That, which we'll get to later, where I'm like,
congrats on their third season, by the way. They're coming back.
We need to talk about this.
I mean, there's so much more story to tell. What I think every episode of And Just Like That is, wow.
More.
There really was so much more story to tell.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
I needed more.
I need a 5-year plan for these two characters that I, at this point, don't care about.
I have to say, I am so excited to see how episode to episode they turn Naya into a different character in season 3.
She's so beautiful to see a character have her mind completely wiped clean and rebooted every episode so that she's a new human being.
Yeah. I think the third graders are doing something really smart with her.
I blame the third graders and not Miss Karen Pittman.
No.
Who, back to The Morning Show, is brilliant.
Karen Pittman is blameless. It's
blameless.
Ruler culture number 91.
Karen Pittman is blameless. Honey.
She's not in the writer's room. If she were,
then no, we wouldn't change be in this
nothing.
Mess.
Karen, if they give you the opportunity to go into the writer's room, change nothing.
Karen, it's not you.
You know, she's a Bowen Yang stan.
She's very lovely on social media.
Yeah.
I love the girl.
Hey, I just want to reach out to Karen and say, I want to talk to you too.
Karen, you and Matt would get along swimmingly.
She should come on.
Karen, you're invited.
And here's the thing.
We're not going to toss out
everything we've said about both shows you're on. We just want to have a conversation, girl. It's just us.
But I really do feel differently about The Morning Show than I do about And Just Like That. The Morning Show saved me in that moment. And that
yes.
deep, dark moment, that dark night of the soul,
mm-hmm.
I was saved by The Morning Show. I was like, thank God this show exists.
It was, you don't even understand. Actually, I think the readers do understand more than anyone how excited I was when you texted me and said that you were finally watching it. That was...
You were pacing the room.
I literally was responding to Bowen's text and I realized I was up out of my chair pacing around. I was like, this is so exciting. You know, I've watched the first season like through 4 times. I will just watch it.
That's so interesting to me because I don't encounter a lot of shows anymore that have a lot of rewatchability to me. I still revert to my Grey's Anatomy episodes, like stuff from like 15 years ago.
Mm.
Nothing in the last 10 years has been like, let me rewatch
that. You want to know what though? The Morning Show is kind of giving early Grey's Anatomy.
Absolutely.
In many ways.
In many ways. In many ways.
In the pulp of it.
Yeah.
The workplace of it all. No one can stop fucking each other. Did I ever tell you what my mom used to say about Grey's Anatomy early seasons when we watched together?
What'd she say?
She'd say, and this is my Katrina impression, she'd go, you know what? This show's crazy. This one's having sex with that one. Now this one's having sex with that one. It's like, enough. Enough. This one's sleeping with that one now. They're all sleeping with each other.
Katrina doesn't know about gay culture.
I said my mom would hate the gay community.
She would hate the gay community. You know what my mom said about Grey's Anatomy?
She said, I hate faggots.
No. She... That doesn't seem like Meng. She wouldn't say that. But my mom...
She told me that.
Well...
I never told you this, but the first time I ever met Meng, she looked me in the eyes and in a perfect English accent. Because she's been lying to you. She said, I hate faggots.
She's been lying to me about what? Her accent? Yeah, or
her accent. She doesn't speak like that.
Oh my God.
She looked me up and down. She said, I hate faggots.
I'm really sorry she said that. Meng!
Sis!
I'm so sorry.
So I had to say to your mom,
sis! And then she said, I'm just
playing. I'm just playing with you, fucking faggot.
Oh, and she doubled down on the word.
Yeah, and I winced. And she said, get used to it, clown.
She called you a clown?
That was the worst thing she said to
oh
me.
Oh my God.
Perfect English.
Perfect English. Oh my God, I gotta call her.
Confront her.
Confront her.
I heard you are a liar, mom.
Do you wanna know what she said about Grey's Anatomy?
Yes.
She was so hung up about Sandra Oh, to be honest.
Oh, really?
She was like, she doesn't look like a doctor. I was like, mom, what do you mean? She goes, she's too confident. She's like, she's too like comfortable. Like, I was like, she doesn't look like a doctor. And then she like widened out the scope. She was like, none of these people look like doctors. Like, well, mom, they're actors.
Actors who play doctors.
They're really good looking people. And sometimes doctors are, and sometimes they aren't, but that's okay. Either way, it's okay. And this is a TV show. And she said, I don't believe them. That one looks 40. She's an intern. And she was right.
Who was she talking about there?
I don't know. T.R. Knight. I don't know.
So she didn't like the show. She stopped watching it with
you. She liked the show. I think we tried to get her back on, especially during Code Black. Or no,
So that was you and Yang watching television with your mother?
Well,
and that was a show you would all watch together? Because that's very much how it was at my house.
Well, I think Yang went off to college right when I... Like, season two was her senior year of high school. So, like, we got, like, season two, and then she went to college, and then I would probably watch it season three and four at home with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to hook my mom into it by being like, look, mom, like... The main character's mom has Alzheimer's, like, you know, Lala has, like, grandma has Alzheimer's, like, we should watch the show. And then she's like, this is not real. And I was like, yeah, well.
It's a television show.
It's a television show.
That's so fascinating. I'm actually just sitting here thinking to myself, how the fuck did my mother not know I was gay? I referred to Desperate Housewives as, quote, my show.
Back then,
like
though,
a 58-year-old woman.
It's always in hindsight that you realize what the gay culture is, especially in that era.
I don't know. It was called Desperate Housewives, and the whole bit was like it's four women like in a state of emotional duress. And I was a teen boy being like, this is my show.
But here's the thing. It was on network TV on Sundays. Like, you could easily sort of take cover behind that because it was like, well, everyone's watching it, right? Truly. Yeah.
I mean, everyone did watch it. You got to look at the numbers.
Look at the numbers.
You see, there were over 20 mil.
We could take cover behind American Idol because everyone was watching it. We could take cover behind Desperate Housewives.
Yeah.
What else?
Lost.
Lost. Absolutely. I wasn't a Lost girl, as you know.
Yeah, that's interesting.
All I know is.
I think you would have loved Lost.
All I know is we have to go back. I saw the first season.
And you weren't hooked?
I was hooked. But back then, kids, you had to get the DVDs. And those were expensive. Yeah.
Well, then they would do reruns. They would do summer reruns. I told you about the moment of culture that made me say culture was for me.
With summer reruns?
It was season one, episode six of Lost, called House of the Rising Sun.
It was Daniel Day Kim's
episode. It was Daniel Day Kim and Yeonjun Kim. It was Yeonjun Kim's episode. It was Sun's episode.
What's she doing?
She was on a show called Mistresses for a while on ABC. Mm-hmm. So she did work. But she didn't go on to a big career.
Like DDK.
Not like DDK. DDK, the stud.
One of the nicest men in the world, by the way. Oh my God.
I'm sure he's reached out.
Loved Fire Island.
Really?
Sorry, we can't. This is so annoying to talk
about. Well,
that's
not promotional. That's just facts.
He had nice things to say about Fire
Island. He did? Well, what kind of things did he say? Share.
This is weird. No, I'm not the
He reaches for his phone and then looks at me and goes, this is weird. Oh, wait, I wanted to ask one more thing. Oh, one thing that's going on in the pop culture that we haven't really talked about with each other because I was on a break and it's really heating up in the last couple of weeks, but what are your thoughts on this reality reckoning and the Bethany Frankel movement to take down Bravo and Andy Cohen and what seems like all of reality television?
We briefly talked about this
with Sarah.
Yeah. I haven't done too much reading up on it. Part of me feels like it's Bethany paying up the ass in PR just to like get this movement going. But I think it's really hard for people to see this and not go like, this all feels kind of self-serving for one person.
Yeah.
For two people or however many people. If it's Bethany and Nene, it's like...
I have no idea who it is actually, but she's certainly like come out and been out front. But she claims to have over 100 people that are like in the industry that she's going to come out with and like take these people down. And now she started to say things like, I am a woman with nothing to lose.
Right.
Like once you're on TikTok, like in a close-up saying, I am a woman with nothing to lose and there's nothing and more frightening than that. But, I would agree with you.
It's untrue. You're a wealthy person.
Yeah. But
with power.
Here's my problem with it. It's like, if you just watch her videos, her rants and everything, and she's like talking about the state of things, it's like one thing that she is not doing is owning up to like her responsibility in any of it.
Right.
She's like, you sign these contracts and then it's unbelievable what they're able to do. It's like, yeah, based on a contract that you signed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you were able to read it beforehand.
Yeah.
You were able to have a lawyer look at it. Then don't sign it.
Right.
And also it's like these people are harassed on talk shows and it's all about getting you to say something bad about other people. It's like, oh, okay. What about the option where you don't go on the show? This is what I would say. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to be a reality star, get another job, babe. Do something else. No one is putting a gun to your head and forcing you to be on reality television. That's where I think this whole thing falls apart. It's not like you guys are like encamped and like forced to be on reality television. Don't go on it and you won't be put in positions that you feel are unfair.
What's the reckoning that she's saying? Is that she's like, people are finding out how exploitative it is? Because we've known that, I feel.
I mean, anyone that's not an idiot has understood that this is a game of exploitation from the very beginning.
And I don't want to go into like whataboutism, but it's like every contract is exploitative in almost any situation.
Right.
As far as entertainment goes.
Correct. And also it's just like, I mean, here's the thing. You make a deal, right? And even if that deal is with the devil, it's still a deal. You still got something out of it. Mm. And I just don't understand, like, so she's essentially used these platforms to get her own platform. So now she's got this huge mouthpiece and everything, and she's just making all these vague claims that when you actually boil it down, I can't believe lawyers are actually telling her, like, you have a case and you're right, because mm-hmm. she literally doesn't.
Mm.
Because when you legally, contractually opt into something, those are the terms of the contract. Mm-hmm, you signed
mm-hmm,
them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so if you want to say like these contracts need to change, like people need to be aware of what's in them, A, I bet a lot more people are aware than you think.
Yeah, yeah.
And B, what even is changing?
Mm-hmm,
I
mm-hmm.
just don't understand what the end game is or what the case is.
Yeah, my big question is, I can vaguely understand the case. I don't know all the ins and outs, but I don't know what the end game is at all.
I think it just, she wants to end reality Bravo. Television.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, has anyone actually asked her, like, what is your end game here? I wonder.
Yeah, I don't know about her.
I don't know about her either.
I don't know about her.
Also, it's like, if you actually watch the old Housewives, it's like watching her talk to Kelly Ben Simone, like watching it's what rough. She did to Luann. It's like, you're going to be the one to be like, we need to stop, like, the terrorism of reality television. So you were the biggest reality
television. You've ruined people's lives.
You were a villain on these shows.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just think it's rich.
Yeah, you've ruined many of these women's lives.
Anyway, I guess listen to Bethany's podcast. The biggest podcast in the world.
Love that for her.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, bubbly bursts.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You know, but one of the toughest things about decorating my apartment has been getting things framed, finding a place that will custom frame all my beautiful art pieces that I have without breaking the bank has been close to impossible. But then I found Framebridge.
I found Framebridge too. Framebridge makes it easy to get anything framed at an affordable price. Easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store, upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging, or visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I love going into the brick and mortar locations. I've got one here in Brooklyn and they're so sweet. They can give you inspiration for where you want to get framed. I went in and I was like, I'm going to get my Chromatica ball bracelet framed. And they helped me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I have so many memories I need framed and put upon the wall. And they have a curated selection of frame styles with design experts right on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame for you.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
It's time for I Don't Think So, Honey.
You think so?
Yeah, don't you?
You kind of went off on a big one with her. I applaud you.
Hey, listen, I'm going to do an I Don't Think So, Honey, and this one might get a little gnarly.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
This is I Don't Think So, Honey. This is our 1 minute segment where we take something, a minute, to rant on something in culture.
This is Matt Rogers, I Don't Think So, Honey, and his time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, feet and what can happen to them.
Oh.
I look down at my feet, and I'm just going to bravely come out here and say it. I am recovering from athlete's foot. And being on vacation has done something absolutely horrible and disgusting to my feet. If you are interested in feet, you're going to want to stay away from mine. If you are a podiatrist or a foot doctor, I really need you to tell me what's a good, I guess, foot cream, because I cannot get rid of my athlete's foot. I think it has something to do with my
30 seconds.
What I've been told is a little bit of a dirty shower. I think I need to get one of these girls over to clean the shower. I don't think feet look good, smell good, are good. One time during the pandemic, I was hooking up with a guy and I put his big toe in my mouth and we looked at each other in the eyes and both realized that feet were not going to be for either of us for the rest of my life and his. I also just want to say that if that boy is out there, you better be really thankful my foot is not in your mouth right now, because woo baby.
Woo baby. That's 1 minute.
I don't think so. I'm
glad you tried. I'm glad you tried it though on him to learn something.
Have you done foot?
I've not done foot, but every now and then I look at someone's foot and I go, that's a good foot.
Who do you think is the best foot in the house?
You're going to think I'm crazy.
What?
I think you've got really good feet. I'm not like...
This is insane. I want you to look at it.
You and Patrick Rodgers have good feet.
Can you... Here. Look in between my toes.
I'm not going to do that.
Come here.
I ain't doing all that.
I want you to... come here. Okay. Just get up and look at them. He's getting over and you can touch them. Look in between.
I'm not touching them.
Look, see?
Okay, now I'm really... Now I take it back.
Now look at the other one. Hold on, wait.
That's the good one?
Yeah, that's a good one.
aren't they horrible? They're literally so bad.
Matt has some rough feet. I think
my feet are rotted and gutted.
I think mine are quite nice.
I always thought you had good feet. You have a thick foot.
You know who has a gorgeous foot with gorgeous arch? A gorgeous arch is Aaron Jackson.
Aaron?
Who has a funny story. He had a dance teacher in college who walked around the room, looked at Aaron's feet, looked at his arch, and went, what a waste.
Oh my God. Where is he? Can we get him in here?
Let's get him in here. Aaron?
Aaron!
Maybe he's by the pool. Maybe he went on a walk.
Turn around and see if he's by the pool. Where is he?
He is not by the pool.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Hold on.
All right, so Bowen is going to go grab Aaron.
Is Aaron here? Aaron?
Did they leave?
Aaron?
Okay, so he's just going to go grab Aaron Jackson.
Aaron because left.
Aaron left?
He left. He might have gone on a walk. He might have gone to the beach.
Is no one here?
There's some people here.
Oh, but none of them have good feet?
I don't want to bother them with
who
that.
Was up there? Who with?
I think Patrick.
Patrick was up there?
Patrick was up there.
Was Dave up there?
I think Dave. Oh, Dave has to catch the ferry.
Oh, no. Oh, we have to. We better wrap up.
We better wrap up.
So Bowen's going to do his I Don't Think okay. So, Honey, and then we have to say goodbye to our friend.
Okay.
So, Bowen, this is your I Don't Think So, Honey. This is your chance to rail against something in culture that's just not for you. You ready? Bowen Yang, your time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Towels in the laundry.
Oh, my God.
This is how, just to relate this to Matt's I Don't Think So, Honey, this is how mold starts. This is where mold begins. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't end there because it doesn't end anywhere. Oh, my God. Getting mold out is one of the hardest things that humanity has ever attempted to do because towels in the laundry are undryable. No dryer in the world can get towels just right.
30 seconds.
I don't care how state of the art it is. I don't care what kind of whirlpool, you know, fucking.
He don't care.
Oster. I don't know what the appliances are anymore. These towels, I think we got to figure out a solution for towels because these towels, these terry towels, are impossible. They are a scourge on domestic life. We need a new solution. We need absorbent towels that can dry easily. We have the technology. The government's hiding it from us.
And that's 1 minute. You came for the government.
It's always about them. Oh, someone last night was at Head of Lettuce and had asked what they did. And then this person, you know, answered in an appropriately vague way.
He said infrastructure.
He said government.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
The whole room went, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
The government's not having a good moment right now.
Mm-hmm. And then he said infrastructure specifically. And Hedda said, there is no infrastructure.
This whole country's falling apart.
Yeah. And she ate right. When she said that.
She ate. How many letters are in devoured? Eight.
Eight. What's 4 + 4, Bo?
Eight.
And with that thought, we're going to wrap up this episode, which is called Fag Sees a Shark.
The Fag Who Cried Shark.
The Fag Who Cried Shark.
Yeah.
I'm proud of this episode.
Very proud of this episode.
I think it was...
Honest.
Honest, real.
It was an honest conversation, but honest in a different way than, you know, Charizard era honest conversation was. This was... We're on vacation. We're a little bit fried from our month. We've had big months, both of us.
And we've seen and done so much. Did I talk about Kelly enough?
I think you talked about Kelly just
enough. It was one of the best concerts I've ever seen in my life, and I was so emotional throughout. You can go to my Instagram and see how emotional I was. I was weeping. The only thing that would have made it better was my sister's presence.
We'll have more.
But the bacteria got him.
The bacteria got me, but we will have more opportunities to go to concerts. I love you so much. I'm so glad you're with me.
I love you, dear. You've been my dearest roommate.
I'm so proud of us for being
And we have
roommate.
Still one more day.
Can't wait.
We end every episode with a song.
When did it end? All the enjoyment. I'm sad again. Don't tell my boyfriend. It's not what he's made for. What was I made for?
Hear more of that? Just go on TikTok, honey. Everyone's doing it.
Bye.
At Queenie Locke, The Voice.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly. Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and
all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanique, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Some say Titanic is the best gay nightclub in the city, and those people are me
and me. So set sail with this kooky crazy off-Broadway hit and get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.